Our series, Portraits of a Changing China, continues. NPR's Beijing correspondent Rob Gifford has been following five people whose lives reflect the massive changes underway in China. Today, he introduces us to Wu Dongmei. She's a young migrant worker from inland Sichuan province who has traveled hundreds of miles to the coast to find work in a southern boomtown.
If one group of people in China symbolizes where the country's going, it's the migrant workers. Recent estimates say there are 150 million of them who've left the land that their ancestors tilled for centuries and moved to the rapidly industrializing cities. That's roughly equal to the entire working population of the United States on the move. Many experts believe that the same number again will leave the rural areas and move to the cities in the next 10 years. If there's one place that shows this staggering demographic shift most clearly, it's the southern boomtown of Shenzhen. Music stores on the streets of Shenzhen pump out the latest music. Clothes stores have the hippest fashions, and factory workers here earn the highest salaries. This is where the latest Chinese revolution is happening. And it's not a political revolution, but an economic one. Shenzhen is capitalism in the raw, an almost Dickensian city of sweatshops, hucksters, prostitutes and beggars, but most of all, workers. Like the Industrial Revolution of Europe 150 years ago, this is where peasants come, dreaming the streets are paved with gold. 20 years ago, Shenzhen was a tiny fishing village just north of Hong Kong. Paramount leader Deng Xiaoping decided it was perfectly placed to become an economic experiment. After decades of futile Maoist policies, Deng said Shenzhen would become a special economic zone, with favorable tax and export policies designed to attract foreign investment. His policy worked. At a clothing factory on the outskirts of town, rows and rows of young women sit behind huge sewing machines, stitching shirts. In Chinese, they're known as Da Gong Mei, working little sisters. And the clothes and toys and other products that these young rural women make in factories like this one are exported around the world. Sitting in front of the noisy machines with a piece of chalk in her hand, marking the place on the shirt where the buttons should be sewn, is Wu Dongmei. She's 20 years old and she's a long way from home, a small village in the inland province of Sichuan. Dongmei is about 5'6". She has a round, friendly face and short black hair. She's been in Shenzhen less than 2 months.
This was my only escape from the poverty of the countryside. I'm taking sewing classes at the moment, so that one day soon, I can operate the machines here and increase my salary even more.
She currently earns about $100 US a month and can make a lot more if she works overtime, which she does almost every day. Wu Dongmei's life mirrors that of millions of China's migrant workers and shows not only the new opportunities available to Chinese people in the cities, but also the difficulties many have left behind in the rural areas. Peasant families like hers that make up 80% of the Chinese population are in dire trouble. After 2 decades of increasing wealth, rural incomes are now falling. And for many, the only way to survive is by leaving their rice paddies, leaving their homes, and heading for the coastal cities. Those cities, especially places like Shenzhen, have become the workshops of the world. It's lunch break, and Dongmei heads back to her dorm, which the company provides. She shares it with 9 other young women, and the living conditions here are relatively good. She says they're lucky. Some workers in other factories are kept in virtual slavery, unable to leave the factory and forced to work up to 18 hours a day. On the table beside her bed are books for learning English, and when she has the time, which she says she doesn't, she loves watching English language movies. She also loves foreign pop songs, and by learning the words, she's hoping to improve her language skills.
Writing where you go, writing where you do, I come waiting for you, waiting where you digs, all hermetics. I come waiting for you.
Dongmei says she knows a girl from her village who came to Shenzhen, did exactly the job she's doing, and then went on to be a successful designer. That would be great, she says, if she can study a little harder to improve her English, work a little harder to up her salary, and maybe get a lucky break. A lot of the money she earns, she sends home every month to help out her parents, and especially to pay for her little brother's school fees. She says she doesn't want him to have to leave school like she did. That, she says, is her biggest regret. Gone are the days of what Chinese people used to call the big pot of food, the communist era when everyone had the same, ate the same, and earned the same. As China makes its transition away from communist economics, if not politics, in the countryside, it's every man and woman for themselves. You must pay for your education, as you must pay for healthcare and everything else now. And that meant Dongmei's parents simply couldn't afford to keep her in school. They're not happy about her coming to Shenzhen, which has a reputation as a dangerous place for young single girls. But she said she must, even though she misses home like crazy. As she finishes her lunch and heads back to the factory for the afternoon shift, Dongmei acknowledges that she and the other working little sisters have made a kind of Faustian deal.
I feel I'm being exploited a little, but what can I do? I need the money. At least they don't beat you here, like they did in the old days in the 20s and 30s. If we insist we don't want to do overtime, then that's okay. But if you complain, you may get fired. And anyway, the more you work, the higher your salary.
With no knowledge of or access to labor rights, they carry on working. Factory owners often pay off the local government not to investigate poor working conditions, and horrific industrial accidents are common. But there's plenty more poor rural girls who can sew buttons on shirts who'll replace them if they don't want the job. And for Dongmei, it's the only passport to a better life for her and her whole family whom she supports. She admits that coming to Shenzhen has changed her completely. She's now an adult, she says, living in an adult world. The big question for the government is, can the cities continue to absorb so many migrants like her? Because it won't be possible to keep people like Wu Dongmei down on the farm after they've seen Shenzhen. It's a whole new world for her and millions like her, however bad the working conditions. They've seen the bright lights, they've felt the money in their pockets, and neither they nor their country will ever be the same again. Rob Gifford, NPR News, in Shenzhen, southern China.